you tell that your tie's too wide? Maybe I should buy some old tab collars. Welcome back to the age of jive. Where have you been hiding out lately, honey? You can't dress trashy till you spend a lot of money. Everybody's talking about the new sound, funny, but it's still rock and roll to me. What's the matter with the car I'm driving? Can't you tell that it's out of style? Should I get a set of white wall tires? Are you gonna cruise the Miracle Mile? Nowadays you can't be too sentimental. Your best bet's a true baby blue continental. Hot funk, cool punk, even if it's old junk, it's still rock and roll to me. Oh, it doesn't matter what they say in the papers, cause it's always been the same old scene. There's a new band in town, but you can't get the sound from a story in a magazine. Ain't that your average team? Just give it half a chance. Don't waste your money on a new set of speakers. You get more mileage from a cheap pair of sneakers. Next phase, new way, dance crazy. Anyways, it's still rock and roll to me.
The Valley's Fun Music, 105.7 CFW.
Close my eyes. Fleetwood Mac with Little Eyes, 105.7 CFW. Hey, if you're celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you. Hope you're going to have a great day. You're celebrating with Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq is 52 today. That dude is making so much money, isn't he? Every other commercial, he's in it. And Connie Britton, the actress, she's 57. She's been in a lot of different TV series and movies. My favorite movie that she was in, remember Friday Night Lights with Billy Bob Thornton? Tim McGraw was in there as well. She was Billy Bob Thornton's wife in there. Friday Night Lights. That was a great movie, wasn't it?
And I give up forever to touch you, cause I know that you feel me somehow. You're the closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't wanna go home. All I could taste is this moment, and all I can breathe is your life. And sooner or later it's over. I just don't want to miss you tonight. And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't. Moment of truth in your lies, when everything feels like the movies. Yeah, you bleed just to know you're alive. And I don't want the world to see me, cause I don't think they'd understand. When everything's made to be broken, I just want.
Seven CFW. We'll be right back. This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Augusta. This is 105.7 CFW.
You have been Rickrolled on this Wednesday morning. You're welcome. There's Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up, 105.7 CFW. Mike McKay along with you. Don Gorky of Fond du Lac is still the Big Mac Daddy. Who is Don Gorky? I'll tell you in about 8 minutes. You may want to strive for this world record that he has. Right now, Stray Cats.
Tail in the air. Mm-hmm. got cat
CFW.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. She's just a girl, but she's on fire.
1057 CFW. Are you familiar with this guy, Don Gorky from Fond du Lac? He truly is the Big Mac daddy. He has eaten a Big Mac. Now, I love Big Macs, but, you know, every now and then. He has eaten a Big Mac every day since 1972, and he has the receipts proven. In 2021, his count was officially updated to more than 32,000 Big Macs that he has consumed. He's now 70 years old. Wants everyone to know that he's still at it. Gorky's count was recently confirmed at more than 34,000. And he says even though he slowed down and only eats two Big Macs a day now, he hopes to hit 40,000 Big Macs. He said, a lot of people thought that I wouldn't be around by this time, but he said, I've been a record holder for 24 years. That's one of Guinness World Records' longest running record holders. And he said, that's pretty cool to me. By the way, he said he maintains his health because he never eats French fries, just the big, and he walks 6 miles a day. How about that?
I got my first real six string, bought it at the Five and Dime, played it till my fingers bled, was a summer of 69. Me and some guys from school had a band and we tried real hard. Jimmy quit, Jody got married, should have known we'd never get far. Oh, when I look back now, the summer seemed to last forever. And if I had the choice, yeah, I'd always wanna be there. Those were the best days of my life.
So crank it up and sing along.
Crank it up.
The Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Thank you.
105.7 CFW. Want to welcome on board the staff, Laura McKenna. She's going to be hanging out with you through part of your workday, weekdays from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. right here on 105.7 CFW. So we are the perfect companion at work, too, with long stretches of back-to-back music. Give us a few minutes. We're going to do some local news. Also, forecast details not too far off to let you know how things are going to go weather-wise.
Done. Satisfaction of what's to come.
We're glad you're enjoying the Valley's fun music on 105.7 CFW. Did you know that there's a second brand new station in town? Yeah. When you're in the mood to talk about the local issues that matter to the Valley and all of Wisconsin, you're going to want to tap into our sister station, 93.5 The Tap. For local issues and information, it's 93.5 The Tap. And for the Valley's fun music, keep on listening to 105.7 CFW. Go ahead, spread the word.
Take a trip to Water Street in Eau Claire and step back in the 70s at Truckers Union. Feel the groove in music and take in the sense of the area's largest selection of incense and burners as you shop the latest in local hand-blown glass, smoking accessories, gorgeous tapestries, posters, jewelry, and so much more. Now under new ownership, Truckers Union has been your local progressive gift shop for almost 54 years and is still going strong. Shop Truckers Union on Water Street in Eau Claire today.
This is Pastor Brad Thomas at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. Jesus said, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. We might call this counterintuitive. Jesus calls this life and salvation in him. Join us Sunday as we celebrate life in Christ, 9 a.m. on 105.7 FM and at 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. Jesus Christ is here for you.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. Not one based on the driver who treats the highway like a racetrack and the shoulder like a passing lane. Why pay a rate based on anyone else? Get one based on you with DriveWise from Allstate.
Not available in Alaska or California, subject to terms and conditions. Rates are determined by several factors, which vary by state. In some states, participation in DriveWise allows Allstate to use your driving data for purposes of rating. While in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving, generally, safer drivers will save with DriveWise. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You need skill and a little luck to play the game of pool, and you could say one cue-making company in Wisconsin has both. Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake is the oldest pool cue maker in the U.S. and remains a family-owned, third-generation operated business. Schmelke started as a one-man shop in the 1940s. Now more than 20 employees work at the facility. So do you know which state has the most cue-making manufacturers? Is it Maryland, Minnesota, Wisconsin? The answer coming up. Pool is an old game, and the cues similar to the ones used to play today were created in the late 1600s in Northern Europe. Pool came to America in the 19th century. So did you guess which state currently has four of the top five cue manufacturers? It is Wisconsin. And Schmelke Cues in Rice Lake has also been inducted into the International Cue Makers Hall of Fame, making this a worldwide slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. Officials involved in the resettlement of refugees to the Chippewa Valley have confirmed more details about the project. According to Gail Cornelius, the new regional director for World Relief Wisconsin, 21 people from four different families have already arrived in the Chippewa Valley, hailing from the Congo, Central African Republic, and Democratic Republic of the Congo. The organization is still expecting 54 more refugees, but don't yet know where those refugees will come from as the vetting process unfolds. The identity of the man whose body was pulled from the water in Hudson has now been revealed. According to the Hudson Police Department, 34-year-old Anders Engstrom of Hudson was identified as the man found dead in the water at Lakefront Park over the weekend. He was found around 8:30 a.m. on Saturday morning. Officials say Engstrom appears to have died in an accidental drowning. They say there are no indications of foul play and did not speculate as to what led Engstrom to fall into the water. And that's what you need to know. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
Mostly sunny this morning with a few more clouds gradually trickling in here throughout the afternoon. Our high today, 50, with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 32. Tomorrow it'll be partly cloudy, 53, with scattered rain tomorrow night into Friday. Our high Friday, 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now it's 33. CFW.
1057 CFW.
I've got to take a little time, a little time to think things over. In case I need it when I'm older. Now this mountain I must climb feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love. Keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life, there's been heartache and pain. I don't know if I can face it again. Can't stop now, I've traveled so far to change this lonely
1057 CFW. The discussion this morning on Facebook, on my Facebook page, is what is your pet peeve? Go out to eat at a restaurant. What's your pet peeve in public when you're dining out? Something that just trips your trigger, sets you off a little bit. Want to hear about it? Want to know? Interesting conversation going on right now on Facebook. This is ZZ Top, 105.7 CFW.
CFW. Remember this one?